In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Let's pray. Father, once again we thank you because of the opportunity you've given unto us to be here this morning. Lord, we ask that you open our eyes to see your face. And everybody here, Father, they are diligent seekers because they are early risers. And Lord, I pray that before the end of today, you will notice divine intervention. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Let's be seated. Let's be seated. Now, when all the people were baptized, all of them were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying. And the difference is, all the people that came for baptism did not pray. But Jesus, when he went inside water, was praying. The Bible says the heaven was opened. Now what happened? The next verse. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. I want to bring out only 3 points from here, but I want to lay a foundation for this point to be meaningful enough for you to pray aggressively, so that you will not just look at this verse and think it's one of those verses. But the revelation the Lord will open our eyes to see from this part will make us to pray. There are 7 things that can be short and destiny will never open. But this is major. If there is a major breakthrough here on earth, there are 7 things that the Lord has made to open unto you or to open for you. But the interesting thing is this, that if you bind on earth, and heaven does not agree with that binding, it won't work. That was what Matthew 18 says. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Then it is bound indeed. There are many things we are binding on earth. If heaven does not agree with your utterance is a waste. And it's your own bashifu on la yegba afu. You don't reign by effort. You don't reign by struggling. You don't even reign by contact or connection. You don't reign by intelligence. You may know people, and those who know you will nail you. So you don't go forth in things you think it is the power of your strength. If heaven does not go ahead of you, things will be tough. Tomba ni ona shifunya, ingba ye ni aye shifunya. Tomba ni oru shifunya, ingba ye ni aye shifunya. An opening of heaven answers to his mercy. Answers to his mercy. That is why at times the best are not blessed. That is why those who do not know up to you, once heaven is open unto them, they experience outstanding breakthrough. But there are other things that can be short. One, the Bible talks of half. So we have open half. Numbers chapter 16, 32, verse 33 says, he said, if I am truly a man of God, if I be a man of God, Moses said, if truly you have called me, do not allow this man to die like an ordinary man. He said, how? He said, if the half will open. He said they should not be buried like other men. Only if they are. And the Bible says they had opened a mouth. So, ile ni enu o, enyile mou. Ile nla nu o. The Bible says he has not finished speaking. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their houses. The Bible says even when Jesus gave up the ghost, the earth opened and those that were dead came out. The earth opened. Those who are dead long ago, they came out. So there is a dimension of the heart that sealed them, that did not give them expression. So if certain things should open, I'm telling you, opportunities will open. No. There are certain things that are not working, not because they cannot walk, but everything is shut and everything is closed. We also have open door, Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. We have open door, Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. Only behold, I set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. No man can shut it. I said before you, I think verse 8, no man can shut it. There are certain things in life. He said, I know your works, behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. You have little strength. You have little strength. But when doors are open, your little strength will command mighty works. Said, I set it before you, not any man. I set it before you, not your effort. I set it before you in your manner. We just move around just anyhow. So there are open doors. Another one is open womb. Open womb. The Bible says that God shut the womb of Rachel. So openings commands miracle. Openings commands lifting. Openings commands a lot of things. They answer to open you. So it's not as if you don't know what you are doing or you don't know what to do. Onalodi, ilelodi, ayelodi. And that is why we are talking in terms of open. Apart from that, we have open graves. Open graves. The Bible says in Ezekiel, he said, I will open your grave and there will come out of you a mighty army. And the Bible says in Exodus 37, he opened the graves and behold, exceedingly great army emerged. So if graves should open, a lot of things buried, a lot of things not seen will manifest. We also have open gates. Acts chapter 12, verse 10. The Bible says, as the angel was leading, all the iron gates, every gate locked against them began to open. In Acts chapter 16, the Bible says, when Paul was kept in prison, an earthquake happened and God descended and God entered. What happened? The Bible says the prison opened. So you see, there are a lot of, and there are many people, you think they are not in prison, though, but they are mobile prisoners. They carry their prisons around. So until certain things happen, gates must open. Iron gate must open. Invisible gate must open. If there is going to be outstanding breakthrough, all I'm saying is that before we talk about open heavens, we need to ask the heart to open. We need to ask the door to open. We need even to ask womb to open. We need to speak to grave to open. Then we have open gates. That gate also must open. And then we have open windows. Malachi. The Bible says, I will open the windows of heaven and I will pour my blessings upon you so that there will not be enough to contain it, enough room to contain it. So God even talks about open windows, that there are windows, heaven has windows, and that if something must happen, blessing must happen, blessing beyond what the heart can sustain, blessing beyond what the earth can give, it must also come from heaven. Then we have open feet. We have open feet. God can give opportunity. God can create opportunity. But what is making open heaven significant is this. One, open heavens. Number seven is open feet. Open feet. Open feet stands for opportunity. Open feet. Iletishi or natishi. Ayetishi. God is giving you open feet, open opportunities. Now, what is making heaven to be stronger and to be mightier than this? There are five things that I'm expecting that will happen when your heaven opens. And there are two things. There will be prayer points God will give you that I will want you to pray personally, personally. In Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, the heavens opened and I saw the visions of God. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1. And it came to pass in the 38th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives, in the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of, verse 1 is not finished. Verse 1, Ezekiel chapter 1. Then, by the river of Sheba, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. So, you can't see if it is not revealed. And if it is not open, it cannot be revealed. So everything that their heart must accomplish must come from open heaven. If you are going to accomplish notable thing, your conviction comes from what heaven reveals to you. And it is sealed. That was why the Bible says he prayed. There's a dimension of prayer that rents the heaven, tears it open, and gives unto you. So Ezekiel was somewhere, and when the heavens opened, he said, I saw the visions of God. If you want to see the visions of God, the move of God, the power of God, the miracle of God, then your heaven must open. Number two, look at what happened again. He said, I will pour blessings from heaven. Malachi chapter 2. He said, then I will open the doors, I will open the windows of heaven, then I will pour blessing upon you so there will not be enough room to contain it, which means abundance, prosperity, blessings, all these things that we are asking and we are talking. Heaven must open if you want to walk into it. Heaven must open if you want to experience it. So when you ask God also for open heaven, we are talking in terms of the power of the Lord. We are talking in terms of the abundance. Matthew chapter 3 verse 16 says, and I saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove upon him. When heaven opened, I saw the Spirit of God descending upon him. Simply means the presence of God will rest upon you. The presence of God, you carry the presence of God. The moment your heavens opened, the difference that everybody will significantly notice is that you carry his presence. A bodily presence descended on Jesus Christ. A bodily presence, like a dove. It simply means there is an open heaven. I need to say this one too, that that may look like a prayer. That the heaven we are talking about is not a place of vacuum. The heaven we are talking about is a place where we have the angels. It's a place where we have God. It's a place where we have plans. It's a place, the Bible talks about the golden gates. The Bible talks about the plans of God. And one of such that I want you to notice here that actually draws my attention to open heaven, the Bible says there is a voice. A voice exists there. A voice exists there. Half, they don't speak here on earth apart from human being. Well, we talk to ourselves. But there is a voice that comes from heaven that controls. The Bible says, while Jesus was coming out of water, I think in the book of Mark, the Bible says, a voice said, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Ibitan logan ye, oh wolumbo, oh wolunja di fu, oh wolunja di latorum. He said, a voice said, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, if this heaven should open, it is not that it is opening alone. What is coming out of it is more important than the opening of it. He said, one, this is my son. A voice came as heaven opened. I'm pleased in him. And I love the next verse. Hear him. Bugwaye ema gotie. Bi onu obati sonye. There can be breakthrough. And look at the integrity and the severity of saying ema gotie. One, this was somebody or Jesus who did not go to school. So if he should stand before men, they will say, where did he get the authority from? If he should stand before men, they will say, this is a Galilean and a Nazarite. If he should stand anywhere, he won't gain respect because he sought to say he was a bastard. They say he did not know law. He's calling himself Lord. God will say, Olosku, Kolosku, Omawi. Komawi, Ogbebo, Kugbebo, Omaka, Komaka, Omako, Komako, Emma Gotye. Or only quietly in your low. Ni quietly in your low. Wo, Tolo ba sorrow, Ayemasu. So you see the confidence of the operation of Jesus because the voice said, hear him. Hear him. He was not appealing. He was not begging. He was not compelling. He was not seeking for their opinion. This is my son. Hear him. That is why professors will submit to you. Koni ye awon na. Authorities will bow down. Koni ye awon na. Gates will open. Koni ye awon na. I preached in Jordan. Inside the car. Because I preached 9 different messages. But one of it will be inside the bus. Taking us to the tourist center. To the center. So I preached on restoration. I was given 20 to 30 minutes to preach. So the moment I finished preaching, gbogbo mo so yi ko ju pe bo ba so nkan wa ri gba o so lenu a da pada o so mo nu a da pada so lu so esin a da pada e gbo kini mo ti so be yen bayi se bi mo kan so ro ni emi gan ti mo so gan mo wo pe ah because it's a bus, I'm preaching in a bus, it's not a big deal. So it's not, there's no need for any revelation, exegesis, contagesis, homiletics, and hermeneutics. Born barrel, low what you don't power, man so homiletics, commercial hermeneutics, commercial comparison, commercial Hebrew Bible version, in the Kineka is bara, is the Kineka is on by Dasi. So a lady just stood up inside that bus. He said, Pastor, I'm paying for your next Jerusalem trip. Right inside the bus. Ah, I shared the testimony with one of the elders there. Anybody wrote with 20,000 naira. Came by the law back and support 5 million naira next year trip. Ah, we need to tell them you come on the way 100,000 in Jerusalem trip. So I went back. Money, ah, auntie, they said it's 5 million naira. Hello, man. Hey, money, 5 million naira. Ah, money, multi cover. You are number one that is going to, first of all, pay for Jerusalem trip. I didn't know any wobo. I didn't know. Muni ewo gan ni point it must on no restoration by tomo. Ewo gan no point ye gagan kaf ka emphasize ye. Ewo gan gan ni must on no restoration 20 minutes. Tomo 5 million naira jade. Into shele ni wipe orun ni kan ma gbo mi. Iba je isokuso ye orun ni e ma gbo ti e. I have been saying the same thing for almost 30 years. Me only 20,000. Ibo me what bamboba? Powerful, powerful. God used you. God used you. What a grace. Grace. He carry grace. He go, say he carry grace. He carry grace. He carry grace. He carry grace. But that day, when I carry grace, I don't know whether I didn't carry grace. I don't know. But I know when God says, hear him, they have no choice. They must hear you. 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 So, all man sorrow, when it opens, he said, hear him. Jesus had no requirement. Jesus had nothing. Jesus had nothing. But the most important thing he said, hear him is my son. And that is the condition. That is number one. Number two, another voice came from heaven. The Bible says, and Nebuchadnezzar, he walked on the platform of and the lattice of his room. He walked around. He was controlling 140 provinces. He was the richest. He was like the American president of his day. He said, Wow. See all these nations that I've conquered by my power. The Bible says the heaven opened with that statement, and a voice came from heaven. Only today you shall be cut down. He said, and a voice came from heaven and he said, today you shall be cut down and your kingdom will be divided and your living will no longer be amidst men. You will be driven into jungle. You will be an animal until 7 seasons and 7 times will pass over you. He had no choice against that voice. The Bible says, on the spot, he began to grow claws. Loju ese. He began to grow claws.
and he was driven away from men. All I'm saying is, so that you know where we should direct that prayer. So when we say, my heaven must open, then a voice must come. A voice must come. And look at the third one, the Bible says, and heaven opened. Because of time, that is why. And heaven opened. And they brought so many kind of four-footed beasts of animals. They brought it to Peter. They said, Peter, rise, kill, and eat. He said, come up here. He said, no. You can't. You hang on. Tell me. American English. I was saying, God, I can't hear this. I don't hear this. I don't want to die. This is not my tradition. I don't get that. I brought something from heaven. You said it's unclean. I brought something from heaven for you to eat. I gave you an opportunity, a new ministry. And the first time he resisted what heaven brought. A voice accompanying it to Peter, rise and eat. The second time, Peter, rise and eat. The third time, Peter, rise and eat. Come down. He said, I will never eat anything unclean. When you're down, no more worry. Egg big pada. Or no, egg big pada. Must be why you want egg big pada. And he lost that ministry to the Gentiles. And they gave it to Paul. Whatever you will do on earth, heaven will bring it and a voice will back it up. And the Bible says, when Jesus also was going, a voice came. Maybe I said something somewhere. I said, kin na to fe ki Jesus say, kin lo se, kin le fe ko se. What do you want him to do that he has not done? Opposition was much, persecution was much. 80% of Christ's crowd were not his crowd. Olero. But 80% of Erotontele, Etio Fepa, Etio Femo, Etio Akusie, Etio, they were just following him. Etongonge. Very few people followed him for. And Ede Pana, Ode Tonji, Etoni Unilo, that the gate should be against him. He said, who is this king? He said, lift up your head, O ye gates. They said, who are you? A voice came again from heaven. He said, the Lord that is strong, the Lord that is great, the Lord that is mighty in battle. That is where I want us to pray. Apart from all other things that must open, I said the most important thing is heaven. Because if heaven does not bind what you are binding on earth, it will not work. If heaven does not agree with you, it will not work. So the reason for breakthrough that is not breaking through is because the heaven has not endorsed it. I love the Bible. So yo bolati oke mimarewa. Yo bena what did they for any twok at pa. Yo to bena what did they for what ya nilara. Heaven, 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 heaven. Heaven must open for life and destinies to open. Rise to your feet.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Yinka, since I knew him, would preach and teach powerfully. He will give the microphone to me to pray. He said, I'm the one that knows how to coin prayer points. Hello, Tony. Oda. Did you take all those notes?
Yes, sir.
You will, it told us to make sure we pray. Your world will hear you.
Amen.
You did not say that amen very well.
Amen.
Because of time, let's pray. I want you to lift up your finger to heaven and shout, Father, Let my heaven open. My heaven open in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, let my heaven open. It is a two-part prayer, two-side prayer. Father, let my heaven open. Let your voice be heard. You cannot hear a voice if your own voice is not heard. You cannot hear his voice if your own voice is not heard. Father, somebody cry aloud in the crowd. Let my heaven open. My heaven, heaven, open for me in the name of Jesus. Weke tolo susikaliaba. Esate kenderiaba yala. Waperene tu sakataya. Endra yaboro sukantarabayande. Brele supreliagada yalaba. Lesata kranegebo susa. Hande brenise. Shalagan tekriya balabaya. Haleberu santa yalaba. Pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Then he said, a voice must come from heaven. I want you to listen to what Hosea said in chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. Hosea chapter 2, we are going to pray for that voice now. Hosea chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. Is it on the screen? And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear.
Amen.
God will hear you.
Amen.
I will hear, saith the Lord. I will hear the heavens. And the heavens shall hear the heart. And the heart shall hear the corn. And the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear you.
Amen.
I want you to pray. Let's pray for that voice. The voice of promotion. You are going to pray, Father, let your voice of lifting, of promotion, of blessing, whatever you want, of fruitfulness, of expansion, of whatever you want, let your voice come to me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray for your own voice. My Father, let your voice of blessings, of promotion, of lifting, come for me in the name of Jesus. Let your voice come. Let the heavens speak, command, Let the heavens speak positively about my life and destiny. Let the heavens speak blessings. Let the heavens speak peace. Let the heavens speak progress. Let the heavens speak promotion. Let the heavens speak advancement to my life, to my family, to my destiny, to my business, to my ministry. Let the heavens speak promotion. In the name of Jesus, let the heavens speak promotion, prosperity into my business. Lema tua kesete. Shkande veripatusa de krenigeru sontria. Breni kantama. Rabosu seketebe. Let the heavens speak fruitfulness concerning me. In the name of Jesus. The heaven is commanded to speak blessings, to speak prosperity, to speak promotion, to speak increase, to speak fruitfulness into your life, into your destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Let's use that Osea to pray. You are going to, in that order, you will cry to your Father in heaven. Father, hear the heavens. Let the heavens hear the earth. Hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. Let the heart hear corn and wine and oil, whatever you want the heart to hear. In other words, when the heavens speak, the heart responds. And the heart speaks and calls those things that the heaven is calling. And they answer you. It is the person that God allows. He has. It is everybody. Very many people pray. It is not everybody that is heard. Somebody here, you will be heard. Amen. Father, hear the heavens. Let the heaven hear the heart. Let the heart hear corn and wine and oil. Let wine, let corn, let wine, let oil. In other words, blessings and promotion. Let them hear me. Hear the heavens. Let the heavens hear the heart. Let the heart hear blessing. Mention the blessings. Let the blessings hear me. And what they are hearing from you is come. Come. Blessings come and they will hear you. Are you ready to pray that prayer? Raise your voice and shout, Father, my Father, hear the heavens according to your word. Let the heavens hear the heart. Let the heart hear the corn, the wine, the oil, the promotion, the fruitfulness, the blessings. Let the blessings hear me. In the name of Jesus, pray. Pray. Hear the heavens, O God. Hear the heavens, O God. Let the heavens hear the earth. Le cantavro mosu sekre nebeyoro. Ma kreni gerus koloborusede. Skelemendo kuru yala barana garodo suza. Le sateke deberuaba. Praneke tusaba laba yalaba. Pray for your business. Pray for your shop. Let the heart hear my shop. Let the heart hear my business. Let the people hear me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The God servant said, God said, hear him. And they began to hear him. Pastor Inka has been preaching a long time. A long time. Long before people like us. He's been preaching. You know, did you hear what he said? He said, I've been preaching, nobody gave me 20,000. In the bus, just 20 minutes charge. Because God commanded them to hear him. He wanted to say, well, I'll let you know. It's okay, he won't go anywhere. Listen, I am a witness. Wondering, kill any Esau. I guess he's born. God said, hear him. Hear him. Only Binu Utun Cashu alone the way. I've been sorry. I had to show one bow. It will look at a different bow. This is how you are going to pray. Father, command the heart to hear me. Command the people to hear me. Command them to hear my business. Command them to hear my business, my ministry. Command them to hear my destiny. Lift your voice and cry out, Father, command the heart. Command the people to hear me, to hear my business, to hear my destiny, to hear my ministry. In the name of Jesus, pray. Ministers of God, pray. Musicians, pray. My Father, my Father, command the heart. Command the people to hear me, to hear my business,
to hear my destiny, to hear my calling, to hear my ministry. Command the people to hear me. Command the heart to hear me. Let them hear me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Yena tu sadi, yena tu sadi, yena tu sadi. Yeketo kotu sikiti, agado ya lemetese. Fralepe korusa, shela matu abaya, heza payaba, karota sabe, inata kuala saate. We are bola shata. Command them to hear me, O God. Hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me. Let them hear my business. Let them hear my destiny. Command the heart, command the people to hear my voice. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You still have an assignment. You want to silence every negative voice speaking into your life and destiny, speaking against your life, speaking against your destiny. You know, that voice said to Nebuchadnezzar, the kingdom is taken from you, it is taken from you, you are driven. Negative voice. Some people could stand in darkness and speak against your life. Some people could stand in light. Don't make that mistake. They could stand in light, in the place of light, and be speaking, praying against your life. So those who are speaking against you, every voice, speaking in darkness or in light against your destiny, we silence them today. Amen. That's a prophetic word for someone. Amen. They are silenced today. Amen. But I want you to cry out to God. Father, silence every voice that is speaking against my destiny,
So whether in light, whether in darkness, whatever they are wearing, silence every voice that is speaking against my destiny, that is speaking against my ministry. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and silence them now. Amen. So the boy said, "Be a do I? Oda ipe ko ye, ko ye." Do you know that a man is the sum total of the words spoken into his life, or spoken about him? Mo fe ran kan so bi a ma lo be o. O man ta fake. Ko si koko original si be won ti ba on babi sense yen je. Ah, you know, brothers, we also talk. Iga boni bo sister yen mo ti fe ah sister wo rara o ah za sister wo za se pe ni 10 years ago o se yun fe ni bayi ah pe ko I born again gba yen o but yes if any man be in Christ a new creature but oro ta ti so yen o ti be seed and that is yen nko ra voice kan ma so pe eh boya ngba to se yun maybe when she aborted they have removed her womb. Maybe she will not have a child again. Voice yet he ba, oh, to speak against ye. Mori any, what I'm saying, I've seen it new. Ale mi fe e mi funana mi pastor. Mo fe, I wanted to give somebody some money. I wanted to give the person. So I now spoke it out around some people. And somebody said, ah, Ezra, eh, lefu. And by the time the person gave me reason, mi ofu. Ah, moto ni mo so yen. A prophet ni mi. But gba ten years ago, eh le fun for this mi o fun. It was much later. The Holy Ghost was telling me, show you. This is how voices divert people's blessings. So you are going to cry out. Every voice speaking against my destiny, be silenced in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, lift your voice and cry out to God. Let us promote her. A voice said, no, don't promote her. Let us give her. A voice said, don't give her. Kashika chala bayala badara bayalala. Every voice speaking against my destiny, every voice diverting my blessings, balakwatasa, be silenced forever in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, pray. Galo siata karosa bayala. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Finally, I'd like you to declare this prophetically. Sorobi, will you speak with prophetic audacity? With prophetic what? Prophets are loud. They are bold. They decree with confidence. So declare with confidence prophetically. Say it loud after me. I may say it only once. So you say your own until you are convinced. My heaven is opened. My heart is opened. My gates are open. My doors are open. Woman, my womb is open. Windows of blessings are open to me. The heart is hearing me. People are hearing me. People are hearing my business. People are hearing my ministry. Because my heaven is open.
God has commanded men. God has commanded people to hear me. Therefore, let men hear me. Let people hear me. Let them hear my business according to the commander of heaven. So shall he be. Lift your voice and say your own. Declared now. Namanamodo Sada. My heaven is open. My heart is open. My gates are open. My doors are open. Windows of blessings are open to me. The field where I do business is open. People are commanded to hear me. Men are hearing me. People are hearing me. Men are hearing my business. People are hearing my business. Men are hearing my ministry. People are hearing my ministry. Money is hearing me. Money is answering to me. For the heavens have spoken. And creation is responding. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Can I hear your louder amen?
Amen.
Your heaven is open.
Amen.
Your heart is open.
Amen.
Your gates are open.
Amen.
The field where you do business is open.
Amen.
The windows of heaven of blessings are open for you.
Amen.
Your womb is open.
Amen.
Your field is open. The voice of God is speaking concerning you. The voice of blessings. Men are commanded to hear you. People are commanded to hear you. They are commanded to hear your business. To hear your ministry. Your efforts will be rewarded. Your little efforts will be rewarded. Just like the efforts of God's servant this morning was rewarded and appreciated. Appreciated. And God's name will be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Shout amen 3 times.
Amen.
You have just listened to the Word of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.